Charles Cavess now shares some thoughts on what causes people to change behaviour.
Well, I've learned from Anthony Robbins, who synthesised 3,000 years of philosophical thought, there are two key motivators of behaviour, namely pleasure and pain. Pleasure and pain. Can you see the pleasure of a new course of action? Can you see the pain it will reduce if you take this new course of action? What great leaders do is to paint a picture into the future of a wonderful future of pleasure that is worth going through the pain of change. Now, many of your people, and you probably, you've said, I want to change my behaviour, and I'm stimulated to change my behaviour. What else do you need? Well, you need two things. You need stimulus, which is what this program is about, and you need support. And as a leader, you stimulate your team to change their behaviours, but you need to support them on the journey. There are many ways to do that. The systems that you have, the disciplines that you have in your organisation are a support mechanism. But your consistent behaviour as a leader is a key support mechanism. Rewards along the way are a support mechanism. Counselling, ongoing coaching. Just allow the time to happen for people to change their behaviour. And if you keep painting the benefit of why you should change your behaviour, then people will go through that pain. If people can't see the benefit, they will avoid that change. The other issue in terms of retaining your employees is people will stay if they're getting what they want. Your team members will stay if they're getting what they want. So what do they really want? Well, there are at least 28 different experiences that employees want, which includes fair pay, career path, learning opportunities, great teammates, on it goes. If you give your employees what they want, they won't leave you. Many employees say to me they want inspirational and consistent leadership. Do you fit that bill? I found the best way to go forward on this is to ask your employees what they want. Give them the list and ask them to specify their top five. Then run your organization in the way that you give to those people what they want. Remember, they're all unique. The word I like to use is weirdos. You are leading a bunch of weirdos. You need to find out what these people want. And I've found that most leaders can give employees what they want. The mistake is to give them all the same thing. They don't want the same thing. The next issue is values. What are the values of your organization? They're one of the five key principles you need to get clarity on. I've seen many organizations whose values are published on the wall are given to employees, but the employees don't even know what they are. How can you observe corporate values if you don't know what they are? Get clear on the corporate values, create an acronym, and in every team meeting, talk about whether the values are being lived. Values come from your soul, from your spirit. They're a critical component in encouraging passion, inspiration, and high performance. The next issue that is a critical component of leadership in the 21st century is mistakes. Very few organizations have a clear mistakes philosophy. Most employees are terrified of making mistakes. And yet, how can you possibly be innovative if you're terrified of mistakes? Create a corporate philosophy. Publish it, discuss it. I have implemented arrangements in companies where employees are rewarded for making the most valuable learning mistakes. In my book, Passionate Performance, I quote 3M Corporation's philosophy on making mistakes. It goes like this: we will forgive honest mistakes made in the pursuit of legitimate business goals. You know, most employees in their subconscious are terrified of this issue. You as a leader need to encourage them to be willing to grow. And no skills that human beings have can be developed without the mistakes. Give them the permission to make the mistakes.